You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
On Fridays, for over 2 years now, Laura has read something to all of us from her still very cluttered nightstand. And it didn't take long for authors, publicists, and others to catch on and begin submitting things for the show. Typically, she'll put on her reading glasses as she selects a poem, a book, or an essay from her submission pile. And occasionally, she'll still ask me the question I've come to expect. Can I read you something? But since Laura is now a published author herself, it was my idea to have her read you excerpts from her new memoir, Stash, My Life in Hiding. Personally, I couldn't put this book down, and not just because I'm in it. Stash is a page-turner. It's a memoir that reads like a thriller. So I am very happy to introduce this week's excerpt from Stash, My Life in Hiding, and I hope you enjoyed as much as I do. Also, please click the pre-order link in our show notes to pre-order your copy of Stash today. Thanks again, and enjoy the show.
Hi, as Scott said, this is On My Nightstand, and I'm Laura Cathcart-Robbins. And today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the journey I've been on for the last, since 2016. I've been wanting and taking classes and joining writers groups and going on retreats, all with the goal in mind of writing a memoir and getting it published. And it's a long, rocky road to get yourself out there, get something written, get an agent, have that agent sell what you've written to a publisher, and then actually write the book and get the book out on shelves, which is still not out yet. It'll be out on March 7th, but it's available for pre-order now. So hopefully after you listen to this, you're going to click the link in our show notes and pre-order the book. So it's been a long journey, relatively. I know that there are other authors who have had longer journeys. Mine actually really did start when I was in my 50s. So it was a shorter journey, but it took me a longer time to get here. And I'm going to just read you a little bit from my author's note and the prologue from Stash. It's called Stash, My Life in Hiding. And for those of you who aren't watching us on YouTube, there's a picture of a hand that looks like mine reaching for a variety of pills that are scattered over the cover of this book. And the hand has a very nice sized wedding ring on the ring finger. And like I said, it's not out yet. This is an advanced reader's copy that I'll be reading from.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
Okay, so the author's note begins with this. In 2008, I ended a marriage, got sober, and fell in love, all within a 10-month period. As an avid reader, I scoured bookstores for memoirs during that time, desperate for stories like mine, written by women who look like me. I found none. I wrote Stash to make sure that the next person going through any or all of that finds themselves in the pages of a book. I wrote Stash for my sisters, brothers, and others of all backgrounds and colors who were scared to be themselves. The author's note goes on, but now I'm going to read you the prologue, which is just kind of the opening of the book. I'm dropping you into a scene here. For years, I prided myself on keeping it hidden. I hide it in decoy pill bottles in our guest bathroom. I hide it in my coat pockets and in my makeup bags. I hide it in the toes of my rain boots and two rows behind the vanilla extract in the kitchen cabinet. I keep copious, coded notes in my journals and my Filofax, writing down dates and places. I keep the journals hidden in a rusty locked trunk in our attic. Refill days are like the 4th of July, or better yet, Christmas. The joy of driving out of the pharmacy parking lot with a full bottle. I sing along with Beyonce or Gwen Stefani at the top of my lungs as I fly down Ventura Boulevard, smiling back at the guys in their cars at stoplights. Why not? Life is freaking dope right about now. Got me looking so crazy right now. Your love's got me looking so crazy right now. The moment before I take the first one is always so sweet. I fish the bottle out of the bag and hold it lovingly in my hand before giving it a little shake. The weight is good. Thank you, God. I feel like the fact that I can tell you how many pills are in a bottle just by the weight is a rare skill set, but I've never quite figured out where it might be most useful. A carnival, perhaps? Give me a bottle, any bottle. I'll tell you how many pills are contained within. I brace myself for the endorphin rush that I'll get just after popping the childproof cap. It's so instant and powerful that it reminds me of the brain freezes I used to get when eating snow cones too fast. At the same time, I am already fearing the moment my beloved bottle is empty again. And that moment seems to come sooner and sooner every time.
Hey, great episode, honey. Also, Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year, hon.
Thank you. New Year and new Patreons. We want to thank all of our Patreons for following us into 2023 and welcome all of our new ones.
Yes, welcome. And, hon, now that you've got everyone all hyped up.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Can you explain how folks can join our Patreon, please?
Sure. It's really easy. You can go to the website. There is a link in the show notes of this episode to make it easy. And then you follow the simple instructions.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's a level for everybody, and after you join, you get access to all of this exclusive bonus content and special opportunities. The best part is that your monthly fee allows us to keep bringing you all these incredible Only One stories like the one you heard today.
Yeah, and we hope that you're really enjoying the monthly storytelling video series. Just a word about that. So many people, now that I'm publishing a book or my book is being published, yay, Stash, My Life in Hiding, out March 7th, little plug. But so many people have been DMing me saying, how did you do it? How do you get an agent? How do you write a book? How do you get a publisher? We did a storytelling video series on Patreon just for that.
A series, by the way.
Yeah, it's a step-by-step instructions, right?
A number of different how-to videos.
Yes, we do have those videos up, and it's only $5 a month if you join, and you get access to all the videos and our monthly Zoom hangs.
And $5 is not much these days, huh?
No, I don't know what else you could buy for $5 a month,
I mean,
right?
The Zoom hang alone is pretty cool, I think.
Yeah, it is. A monthly Zoom hang with me and Scott.
Right on.
And I know they're your favorite, right?
They are. I really enjoy meeting our fans and the people that support the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So who are we shouting out today on our Patreon shout out, honey?
We needed to get to that, didn't we?
It took a while.
Right? So we are actually shouting out two of our favorite Patreons today.
Okay.
The first is Kelly Nishimoto of Cute Booty Lounge.
Right on, Kelly.
We love Kelly. So Cute Booty was a concept born in Kelly's garage in 2004. And she was looking to make pants that embraced a woman's curves, particularly what, hon?
She knocked it out of the park, by the way.
Yes.
Particularly the booty.
Yes, particularly the booty. Uh-huh. She wanted them to still be polished enough to wear out and about. Mm-hmm. Her signature is her patented scrunch booty pockets.
Right.
You have to see them to believe them. Cute Booty Lounge is made for women by women right here in the USA. The company is female and minority owned. So go to cutebooty.com in our show notes. Order yours today, because what do people always say when I'm wearing my cute booty leggings, hon?
Cute booty.
Cute booty. You said it to me when I had them on.
Uh-huh.
And then who's our next shout out, hon?
Kathleen Hahn.
Kathleen.
A fantastic friend to the show and a super fan.
Yes.
We're so grateful for your support, Kathleen.
Incredibly grateful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. And you guys can support us any way you can. Thank you so much.
Yes. And like we said, it's $5 a month. That's where it starts. You get access to the storytelling videos. And then
T-shirts, coffee mugs.
Oh, yeah. You get prizes, don't you? Yeah. Someone just DM'd us and said they got their mug.
Very
so that
cool.
was very cool.
Right on.
Anyway, so that's it. And enjoy the rest of your day.
On My Nightstand is a special segment of the Only One in the Room podcast. Today's episode was produced by Scott Slaughter, who I call Hun, and executively produced by Christina Barcy, who we call Barcy. Thank you for listening to The Only One in the Room. Please join us each Tuesday and Sunday for an incredible, brand new Only One interview, and every Friday for On My Nightstand, where I'll be reading from something that I love. If you have an Only One in the Room story or a piece of writing that you'd like to share, please submit it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com. From all of us at The Only One in the Room, we wish you dopeness, health, and prosperity.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.